Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl Leslie Lush live in the building, shutting it down all day, every day.
Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building all day, every day, shutting it down like we always do, man. And we live with the Street Queens, the movement, doing our 1-2. We're celebrating my girl, our Street Queen, our panelists, your girl, Emma of E2K Magazine. You know, it's her birthday today, man. The birthday girl will be live in the building. So we want all callers to call in at 347-826-7722 and come wish my girl, a happy birthday today, because it's her day. You feel me? All day, every day, live in the building. Street Queens, the movement. You feel me? Like I said, man, the quote of the day is, be the change that you want to see in the world. Basically, man, if you want to change something, start with yourself, man. You know, and basically, you know, we're doing a tribute to Emma. It's her birthday, like I said. If you guys want to call in at 347-826-7722, okay? And the other thing about it is, you guys can call in anonymously or, you're not pressured to give your name, but if you guys are calling in, just call in 347-826-7722. Every 15 minutes, we're going to go to the line and let callers, you know, go in and, you know, call in, say they, you know, answer their questions and this, that, and the third. But if we do not get to you on time, we apologize in advance. Make sure you check us out at streetqueensthemovement.ning.com, www.myspace.com/streetqueensthemovement.com, or email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com, and we surely will respond back to you. If you want to send any donations or anything, or you want to email us for donations, it's streetqueensthemovement@gmail.com, or any donations can be sent to P.O. Box 30126 Capitol Heights, Maryland 20731. Please be respectful to all the panelists and callers. Any disrespect, you will be off the air immediately, man. And this first half of the hour is we're going to be talking about my girl, the one and only Emma of E2K Magazine, the birthday girl. Let's get it. Going to the lines and bringing my queens in the building. Yay, yay. Peace, Queen Toy.
Hey, Lushy Lush, what's going on, Lush and all my other queens? This Toy definitely live on the check-in, Lush Radio. It's good.
That's what it is. That's what it is, boo, boo. We bringing in my other queen from the 347, because it's two of you. I don't know if it's Emma or Lissette calling in, but I'm about to click it on, man. I'm trying to chase this switchboard because it keeps switching back and forth on me.
Work it out, baby. Work it out.
Oh, man. Caller from 347. Ooh, come on, baby.
425?
347?
That sounds like Lissette.
Hello? Is that Lissette or Link?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's up, Lissette?
Lissette in the house, BX of Dave.
What's up with you, girly girl?
Nothing much, working hard, hardly working.
That's what's up. 747, man, I know that's Felicia Sabree. Felicia, what it do? Felicia, what it do? What's up, Felicia?
I'm just chilling. I was just dancing in my living room and stuff.
Get a little two step going.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's what it is, man. God, that's my girl right there, Felicia, man. 347. Is this Lynx? 347?
347, that's old Earth.
Please. That's who?
Old Earth.
Older.
No, old Earth. Earth. I'm calling
old
you
Earth,
Earth,
like what they call your mother, like old Earth.
That's it, old Earth.
Got
oh, hey, old Earth. How you doing, old Earth?
I'm doing good. I'm calling to say hey to happy birthday to Emma.
Oh, Emma, we waiting for the, you know how the birthday girl, they try to come in casually late.
Casually late.
That's okay. I'll
so
hang out with you ladies
right
in the
now.
Meantime.
That's
just
so
stay
funny.
On, just stay on the line. I know that's my girl right there calling in, right there. I know that now at 917 number is my girl Emma of E2K Magazine.
You already know, peace, queen.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. That was hot.
Peace, queen. Are all my queens here?
Yeah, we all here.
Everybody except for CG.
She's gonna be here a little bit later.
Okay.
But we got one of your peoples right here, old Earth on the line that wants to say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mama.
Thank you. I'm only gonna say happy birthday to you.
Oh my God.
It's your birthday
to Mama. Oh my God, I love you. Thank you for calling.
You were late as usual, but we waited. Thank you.
Actually, I was waiting because I was waiting for, you know, everybody to be there. You know, I got to make the grand entrance.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got to make the grand entrance.
That's my girl.
I'm saying there's any stories. I want to share any stories about M.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You want stories?
Come on. Let's
bring it. Oh, man.
Nice stories. Hello. You better let everybody know it's really nice.
Yo, before we get into the stories, I got another caller too, but I want the panel also to go ahead and Stone Willis said to go ahead and say happy birthday. Then I'm gonna bring that other caller, and then you know we're gonna go ahead with the stories, man. So Lissette, go ahead and you know say happy birthday, and we go down the line, you know.
Emma, happy birthday! I wish you many, many more. I would sing to you, but I ain't got a voice like that, you know what I'm saying? But it's a pleasure being, you know, your associate, your sister, your friend, and I'm just happy to be here with you at this moment. So enjoy your day, Ma. You're a queen every day, so enjoy.
Oh, my God. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Can I just get that group hug we get, like, all the time?
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Somebody's hand slipped, though, during the group hug. Somebody's hand slipped. Oh,
I feel so hilarious.
I secretly liked it. I'm sorry. I liked it.
Wow.
Oh man!
You get addicted to the
music. Go ahead, man. With your happy birthday, girl.
Who next? Me.
Miss Toy, go ahead, Miss Toy.
Okay, yay! Hey, Miss Emma. First and foremost, you know I love you, Mama.
Oh
man! It's been a pleasure, you know, from the time I came onto the Street Queen channel to meet such a vivacious, vibrant, hilarious, loving, caring individual. Like
sexy,
yourself.
Sexy too. Don't forget, Toy.
So
come on.
Sexy. So sexy. And you're just hardworking and you're inspiration. You know, you got the E2K magazine going on. You're successful in that. And like I said, I want to wish you a happy, happy birthday. And God bless you through the beginning of this year on into the rest of the as many years as you live and bless us on this earth. Happy birthday.
Thank
you. Another group hug, girls. Come on.
Did it slip this time? Hold on. Did it slip?
It slipped.
Because
now somebody's up on it. It slipped.
It wasn't me. Y'all wild, man. Felicia, go ahead and give your happy birthday, Felicia.
Happy birthday, Emma. How do you say it in Spanish?
Feliz cumpleaños.
Oh, yeah. Feliz cumpleaños, mommy.
Oh.
I just had to say that. But anyways, it's been a blessing having you as a Queen May, and I know we haven't got to meet formally, but I'm excited And I just want to let you know that you inspire me the most because I haven't put in nearly as much work as you have put in, you know, with the magazine and all that you've done. So I know automatically I can turn to you for advice with all kind of stuff. Motherly advice, industry, anything. Like, I don't know, I could call on you because you just keep it real. And you was real ever since I first heard you when you first came on the line. So I just want to big up your birthday. And
big up.
I'm gonna bring in another caller, and then you know I'm gonna leave my happy birthday to the end, man. I'm bringing another caller for you, man. 352. I know that's Joseph, man. What's up, Joseph?
Hello there, Lush.
Hello, how you doing, man? Emma's on the line.
I'm doing good. I'd like to say hello to also your girls, Lisette, Felicia.
What's up?
Queen J.
Okay. So go ahead and give your happy birthday to Emma real quick, man.
Hello there, Emma. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're
every time you pull in, I appreciate your support for the Street Queen.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Be happy.
We love you, Joseph, man.
Thank you.
Swear to God. Shout out to Joseph because he is a faithful caller, man.
Yes,
he is.
Big up to Joseph.
Group hug.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Love you, boo boo. Stay on the line with us, okay?
No problem.
That's what's up. We got another caller from the 718. You're live in the building with the Street Queens and Emma. Happy birthday to Emma 718.
Yo, what's good? This is Dave D. Cuts from the Av Records. I got to call in. I don't think I ever made this many phone calls to someplace, and it's only because of Emma Ramos.
Hello.
I mean, no disrespect to anybody else in your show. I have a very, very, very crazy, crazy world that I'm living in right now. But I definitely must say that I had to take time out to acknowledge my sister, my like other half in this whole entertainment and life. You know, this is a very, very big part of my life is Emma Ramos, and she's always grinding, and she knows from, you know, the beginning. A lot of people don't know how close we really are, but when it comes to her and a lot of the stuff that she does and I do, we really powwow when, you know, we feed off each other, and I always try to give her the best that I can, especially for her magazine. Even though I'm a man, I still try to help her with, you know, the whole concept of the women's lifestyle, because I think it's a very, 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 very necessary, and it's a need right now for something like that, and I believe in the whole movement and what she's trying to accomplish, and she's gonna make it, man. She's gonna definitely make it.
Absolutely. Thank you, boo boo. Give him a group hug.
Stop for group hugging me, cause I get crazy. But yeah, Emma. Again, happy birthday. I won't shout out your age, but
thanks. Son. I thought you just said I was your sister. I'm best friend. Like, laughing.
Yeah. So have a good one. All right. Emma, call me later. We got to get up.
Yes, I will. Thank you. Love you.
All right. I'm in the studio. So come through.
Okay.
See, love y'all.
Love you too.
Pop bottles. You'll get crazy.
That's what's up, man.
Okay, bye-bye. Yo,
it's Emma's birthday. ETA Magazine, one of the hottest magazines for women, doing their 1-2. It's for everybody. It's empowering women. Man, you got support in the movement. Today is her birthday. This is a wonderful woman. She's always doing for the people, giving to people, helping people in so many different ways, and feeding the homeless, a humanitarian, and activist. Doing her 1-2. I love this girl from the bottom of my heart. She's my sister. She's a queen. you know, feliz cumpleaños, mamita.
And I'm a Pisces, and I'm Pisces. Don't forget
she's a Pisces just like me, you know what I'm saying, and she's born in that number 19, and I love her to death, you know, sitting there and just, you know, taking care of children, working with children. I mean, I never knew there could be another person that could be of my same flesh like this woman right here. I love her to death, and she has been the extra spice besides my other girl over there, Miss Toy, and my spunky one over there, you know, Miss Felicia Sabree, and my cool, calm, collect one over there, Miss Lissette Lissette, and my smooth criminal over there, CG. I love y'all to death, but Emma, you are a wonderful part of, you're a part of my heart, a part of my soul, and I love you to death, and I know everything that you do in life is going to be excellent and wonderful because God loves you, and I love you from the bottom of my heart, and I'm giving you a super goo hug, and it's tight, man. It's tight.
Oh, my God. I can't breathe. Thank you. Y'all just want to have me bawling and crying over this.
Yo, wow, I got teary-eyed.
It's already an emotional day for me. Like, be easy, girl.
Oh, man.
I gotta start over, man. I can't beat that. Dude.
You can't cry, girl. This is a happy day, man. We got another caller.
Where's my poem, Lizette? Where's my poem?
Oh, man.
520, you're live in the building with the Street Queens, man. Happy birthday to Emma Feliz Cumpleaños.
Yo, yo, what's good, what's good? Happy birthday, man. It's your boy DJ Doc Holiday checking in, you know what I mean?
Hello.
What's going on?
That's what's up.
You know, family is family all the way around. If I don't even know you, if Lush say it is what it is, then I'm co-signing it. So, you know, definitely happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying, where you can see another year. You know what I mean? Definitely much love, prosperity to you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
God bless you and all that good stuff.
Thank you.
That's what's up. You know, I rock with you all day, Doc Holiday, and we love you so much for coming through, man, for real.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Also, too, Lush, real quick, I just sent you to Taster's Choice Volume 3 Hard to Handle, so check your email.
Okay, I got you, baby. It's all good. All that ear crack all day, every day, player. It'll be in rotation tomorrow.
For sure, for sure.
That's what it is. Love you, man. That's what it is.
No doubt, no doubt.
Thank you. Lizette, where's my poem? I'm not going to let you go.
Cut, you know what I'm saying?
All this stuff. You're putting you on the spot, Lizette. Where the poem at, Lizette?
Where the poem, Lizette? Come on, you knew what I was going to ask.
Oh, man, roses are red.
Wow.
Violets are blue.
Freestyling?
Sweet. Yeah,
oh,
crazy.
You know, we should all
spot.
Do freestyling sessions.
No, but you know what? I mean, I don't have a poem, but I really, really do respect your grind. Like, if it's anybody that you need to look up to, is Emma, because this girl, you know, she comes from the streets of the Bronx, putting up posters in the cold below zero, you know, putting them flyers out there, coming up.
Shout out to Al Pizarro for putting me in training.
This girl went through the serious, like, boot camp, you know what I'm saying? She has been in the game for a while, so don't sleep on your girl, Emma. And if you want something to be done, that's the person to go to because she is on her grind, like, every time I feel like giving up, I'm like, I bet you Emma's like up at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning right now. She's probably doing some work, you know what I'm saying? And you really do motivate me, you know what I'm saying? So I really respect your grind and your hustle.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
I'm
glad
to be part of this whole community that we got going on, you know?
Thank
really
you. Thank you, my fellow sister queen. Thank you.
Girl, all I can say is that, Emma, you are joy in my gloomy day, and that's for all of y'all. But Emma, man, when I be like, Emma, man, I need your advice, dog. What's the deal, man? You be like, look, man, you know, let's say a prayer. Let's
take
about this.
I have to talk you off jumping. as a therapy, you're jumping on. No, Lars, now, don't jump now. Hear me out here. Hear me out here. Once I talk, you won't want to jump, and then you end up climbing down. It's like, woof, thank God, I get to live on the roof.
Yo, man, I love this girl to death, man. You know.
And we be Skyping. Can you tell everybody about the Skyping, man? Come on, we got to put.
Oh, man, and make sure that y'all down. Everybody that's listening, download Skype, Skype, and please holler at Emma on there, because Emma loves getting on Skype. And if y'all want to say happy birthday to her live, hit her up on Skype for real. She'll be on there.
I downloaded that at work.
I'm on tour now. I'm not in front of the Skype. I'm on tour right now, but I'll be back tomorrow.
I don't know if y'all want to see me up in Skype with my rollos in my hair, my face cream, and all that stuff.
I was talking to Lunch the other day on Skype, and she just fell asleep on me. Like, I couldn't see her. Hello, I could see you. And we didn't see each other. Like, what are you doing?
That is so funny.
Yo, she fell asleep on me. I'm like, hello.
I see you.
I just, oh, man. That's like, that's just one thing, though. You just got to make sure, you know, you keep your do on, because they'd be like, hello, they can see you.
Don't be
you know, one question I want to ask you, ladies, going down the line, what do you think is the biggest trait that y'all love the most about Emma, starting with Miss Toy?
I love her fire, man. Emma got that fire. Like, the things that need to be said that maybe nobody else is saying, Emma's going to bring it. Trust and believe. Like, she's just so vibrant and hilarious. Like, anytime she opens them up, I'm dying laughing. She has a great sense of humor, and she keeps it real funky. I love it. I love her work ethic, though, too. I mean, it's great to have a great sense of humor, but when it's time for business, Emma handles her business, and it's not a game.
I heard about the situation when you was over there. What's the model name that she went over there? Yo, she was at a party at an event. Yo, she took out her camera. Yo, start snapping pictures. Did a photo shoot right there in interview.
Miguel,
yo,
Miguel Perdomo. Shout out to Miguel. Yeah, Miguel Perdomo. He's the Sean Dunn model.
Yep, she was getting it in. I started doing a photo shoot. Wow, man, that girl gets on her grind, yo. So Lissette, man, what is the biggest trait that you love the most about Emma?
You know, I can say a million things. I can say her work ethics. I can say anything else. But, you know, the bottom line is her honesty. Because in business, you know what I'm saying, she can keep it real. Personally, she can keep it real. It's her honesty that I really, really respect the most. Because, you know, if she has a problem with somebody, she'll pull you on it. You know what I'm saying? If she feels like you're lying, she will pull you on it. You know, she'll keep it real. She's going to say what's on her mind. And you know what? There's a lot of people out there that are not like that. You know what I'm saying? And you constantly got to play these guessing games. Emma will tell you straight up, like, yo, I'm not feeling it, or I am feeling it, or she'll, you know what I'm saying? You want my opinion? I'm going to let you know. That's what I respect about her. And we need more people like that for real.
And then I'm sexy,
true.
That's it. And then I'm sexy.
And
you
it,
that.
Muy caliente.
I love it.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all off the hook, man. So Felicia Sabree, man, what's the biggest trait that you love the most about Emma?
Definitely your energy and those long-ass nails. Who got nails like that? And whoever got nails like that is bold. And I don't know where you guys get that creativity, but it's just, I couldn't do it, but y'all be rocking them good, too. You still have them or no?
Oh, hello. That's part of my trait. That and something
that's
else.
You.
I ain't even going to get on it because this is a family show. So I'm just saying that part of the nails is part of my trait.
Wow. Yeah. Those are the bombs.
I need to see those.
You guys never seen them? I noticed it and I was like, oh my God, my cousin, but she finally cut them. But hers, are those all yours, right?
Yes. Everything on me is natural. I just thought,
throw that in there.
Just throw it in there in the melting pot.
Right, J-Lo's not the only one with a jiggle.
I love
hey,
it.
Hey, wow.
You think that came from the BX. You know what I'm saying? I just thought I'd put that out there too.
man.
Oh, wow, man. You know the thing that I like the most about Emma, man? Man, Emma, it has a pure, good heart, like a Pisces always does. A pure, genuine, big heart. And she will give you the shirt off her back. And she is just a loving person. And it's hard to find people that are genuinely caring and loving, you know. I mean, from, like I said, from feeding the homeless, from coat drives, to just helping the streets, the blocks, man, you know, taking in children, everything, man. She is an all-around good person. I mean, for Emma to get mad at you, man, you had to stab her in the back, seriously. Emma wouldn't do nothing but laugh, joke, and just love you to death. So I'm telling you, man, y'all do Emma dirty. You know the Queens is coming to stomp you out, player.
We rolling deep,
man. Real talk, man.
State to state, son. State to state, son.
In the video, too, from the Thanksgiving when you fed the homeless, I watched that on your page. It was like, everything was just structured. It was nice. It was humble. The kids were dancing. It looked like it was like one big family reunion. It didn't even look like it was like an event. It was just so much love.
I mean, when you give back to the community, generally, that's, you know, the community feels that and they feed off of that. And that's just what it is. There's one big extended family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mhm. Emma, what do you think was your biggest highlight? Of last year going into this year, what was your biggest highlight?
The biggest highlight from the ending of 08?
Mm-hmm.
I have several. Some I can't speak about, but some I could. but the ones that I could would be on me moving.
Uh-huh.
I recently moved to another state. You know, from New York. I love New York, you know. I rocked in New York for an amount of years. and it was just that time to kind of relocate. I love where I'm at. You know, it's just more a little more peaceful, and I kind of needed that in my life right now. My children are happy and a little more stable. Basically did it, you know, more for them. I enjoyed the move, even though sometimes, you know, I get a little homesick and all that, you know. Because I'm just used to the hustle and bustle over here in New York, so I'm just, you know, accustomed to living that way. So just kind of learning to wind down is a little crazy. But I still welcome that change. That, the fact that I was able, in the end, nearly the ending of 08, to get into two excellent radio shows, which is RS Radio, shout out to Valentine, and definitely Lush Radio with the Street Queens. You know, I was able to meet a group of other women that were just like me as far as the hustle and grind. And, I mean, I'm the first one. I'm a woman, you know, I advocate for women all day long. It's hard to find other women that you can come as a group, you know, because, I mean, I'm going to be the first one to say, us women, we catty. You know, we get catty sometimes, and we don't really know how to come together and build, and that's sad, you know. But, you know, I got to meet some extraordinary women that are not like that at all. And it's crazy because the relationship that we all are able to build, the sisterhood that we are all together, you know, have contributed to making it so deep as it is now. If people still don't know that y'all all got to meet, but there was a point that neither of us had ever met face to face.
That's right.
We didn't even meet face-to-face. This all has been a leap of faith that we all kind of took and got to know each other via phone and emails and all that and formed a crazy bond. But little by little, not everybody's kind of merging with everybody, meeting with everybody. I'll be hanging out with CG in like 2 weeks. But, you know, and so it's good. And I just can't wait till the day like we all meet and want, you know, and hang out. And then I felt that, I felt that I should have bring Lizette in so I have somebody else to speak Spanish with. And I brought Lizette aboard. And then, you know, even though Toy, you know, she pulls it in with the convo too. But,
don't sleep on Toy.
yeah, I'm not.
Un poquitito.
And I think, you know, it definitely we complete, you know, even though we support, I mean, all of us are queens. At the end of the day, we've always said that, you know, all of us are queens. But I definitely enjoy the every Thursday and the gathering that we can all come together and really, like, express our emotions. I mean, I've done Cry to You Girls, and not everybody knows. I do cry. I don't laugh all the time sometimes.
Wow.
When I cry sometimes, but anyway. But, you know, it's nice to know that I can turn to you girls and call you either individually or even in a group, and we can all talk and express things, and I get to hear from different point of view on things,
mm-hmm.
and all that. And it just, it makes me feel like a part of something, you know, as far as with women, you know what I mean? I mean, because I've always, my circle has always been all men, majority men. My best friend is a man, you know, is a male, so... You know, so I've always, I don't know, for some reason, I felt more comfortable around the man surrounding, I guess, because I could deal with them. But women is just so different, you know, so we all so emotional, and then all together it's like, it's crazy. But
are you the only one that grew up with the guys? What about
no.
you,
Andy?
Huh? Who else, like, from the street queens? Anybody else, like, grew up?
Hey, I was always a tomboy. I always hung with the boys, man.
I think all of us experienced that. That's what I'm saying. And it's crazy that we all have been able, though, to get together with a group of women and make this, like, work out. You know what I mean? Like, in the beginning,
yeah.
we had our little kinks, and but, you know, like everything else, you know, and in every family, you know, you have your drunken uncle, you get around that, you know. You already know, at the 12 o'clock, he starts drinking. After that, it's a wrap. You got to get out of here.
Yeah, and listeners, we're going on 5 months. Next month will be 6 months, okay?
Yeah.
We going on 5 months strong, man, for real.
That's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it feels longer than that.
I know.
It does. It does. It really does.
We talk so much.
That's so funny.
We're so involved with each other. It's like, how you know all about me like in 5 months?
Remember that night we were reading our writings to each other? Emma came on the line.
Yeah.
She started reading her book. Is it her novel?
Yeah.
Man, I was like, I would never see you the same. Every time I see you, I'm going to see you like this sexy cat or something. It was so
that
hard.
Was my erotica story. All right, keep me on the low because that's like an AKA.
We all exposed a little bit of ourselves that night.
Uh-huh.
We all did because I know, you guys know, I laugh and joke, but I never really... And y'all heard my story. Y'all was like, okay,
yeah.
Tori.
No, yours was crazy, Tori. That was...
I'm gonna have to send that to the other ladies that haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's story is deep and strong and you know, through all the adversities that Emma has been through, I'm telling you, this woman is a strong, powerful woman. And
that's
I mean,
what she went through
and to give back so much that she does, all I can see is nothing but success for her. In her life, and anything that she touches turns to gold, because she is wonderful in all that she does, man, for real, seriously.
Mm-hmm. But
so honored to have you.
You know what, even if I never become successful, I still feel that I obtained success just, you know, being able to help people and do the things that I've done, so,
absolutely.
You know.
And
you're going to get blessed.
That's success. That is success.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's success. You can walk anywhere with your head up high.
Yeah.
You know, and not be ashamed of nothing. You know, I can walk up,
yeah.
going to all sorts of different groups of people and still get, you know, get received the same because,
yeah.
you know, I'm the
money
same.
Don't
everywhere.
Money don't make
no,
you.
No, not at all. I've had it. Listen, I've had it, and I haven't had it, you know. And
yeah.
I think I'm pretty much the same. The only thing that, like, when I didn't have it, I was, like, a little depressed. I ain't gonna front, but, you know, for when you have it, you don't have it, but. I mean, you know, that's just something that and sometimes I forget, you know, sometimes I forget that just something that it's just, you know what it is with me is that when I have wealth, it's not so much that I just want to be rich or obtain money. I just know that when I have it, I can be able to help a lot more people,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, and then when I don't have it, it's like I could still help people, but not, I can't reach them. At the multitude that I would, you know, love to or could, you know, being, you know, financially, you know, a little better. So that's it. You know, my mother tells me, you're never going to be a millionaire because you always don't give your money away. She was like, you'll never be a millionaire because by the time you're just giving your money away already. You're just buying somebody something or doing something for somebody. But you know what? That's where I seek my happiness. Now, not everybody really gets down like that or finds comfort or happiness that way. But I do. Like, I do. I really, really do. And I do more when people, I see people appreciate it. You know, it's like something that, I don't know, I'm telling you, that's like my greatest joy is giving back. It's just, that's, you know, just giving back. And I encourage always all those to always give back. No matter, even if you think you don't have, there's a lot, you know, there's people that always have a lot less than you. So you definitely always have a lot more than, you know, certain people.
That's what's up, man.
I
love you for that, man. We're going to bring in another caller. They blocked they number. Blocked caller, you're live in the building with the Street Queens. It's birthday, Feliz Cumpleaños. How you doing?
Yada-da.
Yada-da, yada-da, yada-da.
Hey, yada-da, what's up?
Hey, I figured whatever conversation is going on, it needed a male perspective. You know, that's balance in life. That's balance.
Yada-da, we glad you called in.
Yeah, you know.
What's up, Vanessa, man? It's Emma's B-Day, man. What's up?
You know, you said MFB Day?
It's Emma's B-Day. Emma,
oh,
Emma's fan.
Emma, happy birthday to you, Emma.
Thank you, Yada.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I thought we were going to join in.
Don't leave me half. You got to finish
happy
it off.
Happy birthday. I can't say
Remix.
Go ahead. The break in the Saturn. But, you know, what subject was y'all on today?
Man, we talking for the first half. We talking about, you know what I'm saying, Emma, this is all a tribute to Emma, the first half. The second half, we're talking about, can Americans survive in today's America with all these crises going on? But this first half right here is all about Emma of E2K Magazine.
Hang on. I'm gonna tell my homeboy to get on the phone. He might want to be involved in this conversation. Hold on.
Yada-da, bounce chicka wow wow.
if he grabbed out the phone.
That's what it. So I mean, go ahead and give your, you know, your birthday shout out to Emma real quick. You know what I'm saying? Get it in, you know, and then you can hang on in the line with us when we start getting into the nitty gritty.
Emma, I want to wish you a happy whatever you are. You know what I mean? I know some women don't like to, you know what I'm saying, unveil that. And if you don't, it's okay with me. We just have a year. You know what I'm saying?
Yada-da, what's going on with you?
I'm just doing my yada-da, me, you know?
Go ahead, yada-da.
I don't understand what's going on.
You don't understand what's going on?
No, I was with you when you first started, and you said no matter going somewhere else with it, I don't know, I couldn't follow you. Come back. Rewind. Let's rewind.
Oh, no.
Okay, do it again.
Let me see, what was I talking about? What was I referring to?
I don't know. Probably a lie because you can't remember, but let's just go with the truth now. How about that? Yeah.
I was referring to Emma and her birthday. I said, I don't know what age Emma turned today.
Oh, that's not important. The important thing
said,
is that we
okay.
are celebrating
okay.
my born day. That, yeah.
Exactly.
Age is not important, though. Even though I'm not ashamed of my age, but I just still feel there's no need for it in the conversation, though.
Come on, do your thing.
Yada-da.
You just know
you're you have to know is that I'm mature and I'm old enough to sign on a dotted line. That, you know?
Come on.
I like that one.
Yeah, old enough to sign a dotted line. Yada-da. Google me, baby. Google me, baby.
Old enough to be married but too young to be buried. That's
it. That's what it is.
Straight up.
Vanessa, what are you talking about, Vanessa?
Come on, man. Like I'm trying to bring
some color to the. Oh, my God, Vanessa. Like, what? Wow, okay. Wow. And. You lucky I love you. I'll beat you right now.
Don't beat me.
Oh, my God.
Don't beat me, Harpo.
Y'all crazy as hell, man.
So,
like I said, man, call us, man. If you like I said, y'all listening, man, and guessing everything that's in there, man. Call in at 347-826-7722, man. Your girl, Emma E2K, her birthday is today, baby. You know what I'm saying? She is doing a 1-2, and she's looking very hot and sexy. Muy caliente.
I'm collecting
today.
Applications. Hit me up at 2kmagazine@gmail.com.
Wait. Repeat that. Hold on.
Slow motion, y'all.
I need to write that down. Hold on.
Now, there is an interviewing process, so you have to go through 6 street queens before you get
there. That is correct.
Believe me, I got charm. I have the.
We need to see receipts and resumes. We need to. We have 3 references. If you have a website,
you have to have 3 references from your former former girl.
You want to know about me? I'm all over the web. Just Google.
Google me, baby.
EFFY, Google me,
Brandon. Them wild as I know what. On that note, man, I'm bringing in another caller, man. I mean, the lines is blowing up, man. Caller from the 347 area, you're live in the building with the Street Queens and my crazy man, Renacy, live in the building. We setting it down. It's Emma E2K, Feliz Cumpleaños. What it do, baby?
It's all good. I'm back. I want another hug. Yay!
Give another hug, please. I love this woman. This is my hot mama.
Oh, man.
I got it.
Now, who is this we just brought in? You on the line with the Street Queens and the Street King.
This is All Earth, and she happens to be the All Earth Street Queen. So.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Papito, you're like among royalty here, Papito. Come on.
Said, what? Wait.
I'm letting you hang.
Huh? I couldn't hear what you said, little mama. Come on.
Now, this is big mama. They didn't tell you about this.
Well, whatever. You know, little mama, big mama, metaphorically little mama, you know.
Emma, you better tell him, Emma. Emma, let him know.
Uh-oh.
Where did you go?
Look, I think I need to excuse myself about this conversation.
Yes. Now I know you got go home training. That's very good.
Oh, y'all wilders, I don't know what. We got another caller live in the building, man. We going to bring them in, too. Hold on. Well, I don't know. They keep bouncing back and forth, man. When I'm trying to get to them, they keep bouncing back and forth, man. But like I said, man, what is the biggest trait that you like the most about my girl, your girl, all of our girl, Emma E2K?
I'm about to Google her. My favorite trait.
What do you love the most about her, O.S.?
I love her smile. She brightens up the room, literally, when she walks in.
Oh.
And when you have an itch, why those nails come in handy, honey?
I'm choking.
Google that and see if it comes up.
Oh, my God.
Me pica.
The ultimate scratcher.
Oh, my God. Y'all wilders, I don't know what, man. I swear to God, man. This is Emma, this is all for you, boo-boo. You know we love you all day, every day.
Oh, my God. My heart is just overjoyed right now.
I needed this.
I mean, my day just didn't start too well, but then it got better and better, and it's just getting better as we go along, Mommy, most definitely.
I noticed it's PG, right?
Huh?
Yeah, this is PG-13, boo-boo.
The show is PG, but could you elaborate on that scratching? I'm just scratching.
Oh, my God. There you go. On that note, we're going to go to a quick commercial, man, and we're going to be right back because my man, Renacy, man, he be off.
Wow.
We're going to give y'all some E2K commercial real quick, man. We'll be back.
It's your girl, Lashila. It's your girl, Lashila, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models business owners. We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everythingthenumber2youknow.com or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
Man, just do it and pick up E2K Magazine, man. It ain't a game. You know we still got to freaking pay bills, man, all day, every day, man.
Y'all want to get your stunning things on? Y'all want to get the hottest glasses worldwide exclusive? Holla at Rooly.com, www.rooly.com. Holla at them official sponsors of Lush Radio. It's not a game. I got my stunning shades on, and I'm doing my 1-2, man. Holla at Rooly.com. It's not a game. Go check out the website, man. You're going to be impressed. Tell them Lush sent you, man. It's not a game, man. I got my stunning game on. Do you?
Every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, TriplePlatinumUnderground.com. Get down with the underground.
Yeah, 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 man. It's all what it is. It is what it is, man. Lush Radio Online presents Street Queens, the movement, all day, every day. Today is Feliz Cumpleaños to Mamita Emma. Today, it is the birthday of our loved one, our lovely, our queen, the one and only, the one that they call Emma or E2K Magazine, and she life. And she's doing her thing. We're celebrating her Feliz Cumpleaños. And all of my people, if you want to call in at 347-826-7722 today so you can get it in. We have all of our street queens and my girl Emma, E2K Magazine, live in the beauty. And we are doing the beauty live muy caliente.
Okay, that was the craziest ever.
You know, it has to be nice to do some stuff like that.
Yo, it's crazy. I love it.
Oh, man, man. We celebrating our girl's birthday today, man. And we love her so much, man, that we had to dedicate the whole half of the show for this girl, man. That's how hard we go for our queens, man. For real. It is what it is. Emma, what you plan on doing today, man? You know, the night is young. What you plan on doing, Mamita?
Actually, I'm just sitting back. I don't have any plans, but there's several loved ones that have a lot of plans for me, and I'm just, you know, just doing that, just going with the flow and receiving the love.
Emma, what was your birthday like last year?
Oh, that's what's up.
What was your birthday like last year? You remember?
Well, actually, last year I turned monumental age. Which I'm still not gonna say.
Whoever got those animals in the background, cease and desist, man. Turn that down, man. What is that?
Anyway, last year I really was very depressed and didn't wanna really celebrate the birthday that was coming up. That was a big one for me. And I was really, like, I really got really depressed, like, really, really depressed. And I didn't want to party. I usually do a big party. I go all out. It's a big bash and all that. Last year, I really wasn't feeling that. So what I did was, because my friends and my family still want to celebrate with me, I did a dinner. And we got Chef Jay. Shout out to Chef Jay. He cooked certain meals for everybody. And the plates were $25 a plate. People had to pay for their plate. And we had a nice dinner with a lot of close friends and family. And then after that, we had I kind of had like an open mic, and most of the artists that I deal with and I work with, they performed for me, and they did performances, and it was great. Like, they had some like special performances for me. And then, oh my God, they went up there and started giving speeches, and they had me crying, my makeup, you know. I went to Macy's, to the MAC, and they did, like, this fabulous makeup that cost me, like, $50. And in 2 minutes, I was, like, running everything because they had me crying and all that. But it was nice. It was real emotional. It was really special, you know. I didn't want to do it, but I was glad that I did it. And this year, I'm kind of keeping it low, you know, just kind of keeping it low.
That's what's up.
I'm starting to having a great time.
That's what's up. Girl, the phone just lighting up, Emma. I don't know what's going on. The phones is lighting up, girl. We're going to bring in another caller. 646, you're live in the building with the Street Queens. Feliz cumpleaños to our girl, Emma. What it do, baby?
Yo, Lush, what it is, man? It's your boy, Knowledge. What's going on?
What's up, Knowledge? What it do, baby? What it do?
Everything is peace, man. I'm just calling to say peace, you know what I'm saying, to the queen, Emma, and all that. I know it's her born day, and I just want to say I love you, Emma. You're going crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, on the real, I just wanted to I just wanted to say thank you to Emma, you know what I mean, because my pops actually passed away last year, you know what I mean? And
wow.
Emma, me and her, like, you know what I'm saying, as soon as the impact came to me, you know what I'm saying, we was just building for a minute on that, so I want to say thanks for that and a lot of other things, you know what I mean? So we just keep adding on and doing our thing, you know what I mean? E2K all day.
That's what's up.
You know what it is. Thank you.
Yo, Knowledge, what's the biggest thing that you love the most about Emma?
Yo, the fact that she's universal and she could deal with all kind of topics, you know what I mean? I mean, I find myself, you know what I'm saying, representing the nation of gods on earth. We deal with, you know what I'm saying, being universal, you know what I'm saying, queens and kings. But it's like on every day you don't see that, and Emma has that. Emma has that quality. So that quality right there, just to be able to deal with all kind of ciphers or all kind of chambers and situations, that is an ill quality about her that I totally love. So I want to say peace though for that.
That's what's up, Knowledge.
Well, you're not going to get me to cry. You're not going to get me to cry. No, no, no.
Hey, so you're not crying.
It's special.
It's about love. It's all about celebration. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, people celebrate when somebody dies and goes back to the essence. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we're celebrating the born day. You know what I'm saying? This day, such and such and such amount of years back, you were actually born. So we're celebrating and we're happy and we like popping bottles and doing backflips and all kinds of
That's what's up, Knowledge. That's what's up, fam, for real. Lines is blowing up like crazy. We got another caller, man, you know what I'm saying, from the 917 area code. What it do, fam?
Yo, what's up? Fresh Cookie Star, Street Saw Mom. What's up, Emma?
What up, man?
I hear freezing in the streets of New York. Just want to call, you know what I'm saying, dust. Knock the icicles off my shoulders and wish you a birthday and all that.
Thanks.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're working hard. I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate calling in.
Yeah, for sure. I just, you know, I had a call in. You know, we go back. We go back from way back.
Yeah, and, definitely. From the School of Hard Knocks.
School of Hard Knocks. Tell me about it.
Fesco, why don't you tell the people how hard Emma really works?
Oh, Emma, yo. Me and Emma come from the boot camp of heavy rotations / VIP. Ooh, I mean, yo, Emma.
Shout out to Al Pizarro.
Shout out to Al Pizarro, for real. For real. I'm talking about, you know, hanging posters on the street poles, jumping over, running across highways, you know what I'm saying?
Getting into clubs and making the DJs play the vinyl, like here. Y'all gonna play this.
Yeah. He was one of the originators of all that, teaming and all that. But yeah, I just had a quick check-in. Really can't be too long, but I just definitely wanted to show love. Wish you a very happy new year, because this is your new year right now. And you know, keep doing big things. And hello.
And I could do bigger things. I could do bigger things if you call me and we get up with this marketing thing. Well, it's good.
For sure. We're going to do that.
I like that, people.
You know, we're definitely going to link up. And let's say I hear you over there, too. Just want to say a shout-out. You know, give a shout-out to everybody, all the panelists.
That's
Lush,
what's up.
And all of y'all. You know.
Ay, qué lindo. Ay, qué lindo.
Oh, man. I'm going to catch y'all on the replay, though. I'm running through the streets of New York right now. So,
all right, fam. That's what's up.
Be safe.
All right. That's I'll holler at you.
Bye.
Yo, the lines is blowing up for you, Emma. Emma of E2K. She done touched so many hearts, man. For real. I mean, the lines is blowing up like crazy, girl.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, man. I'm trying to be in your shoes, Emma, man. What's up, man? What's up, Emma?
I want to be like you when I grow up. I want to be like you. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Oh man, Emma, I love you to death, man. You know, so what do you see in your future? What do we see in the future of Emma of E2K Magazine, man?
Business wise, you know, we here to stay. E2K all day. Women's Lifestyle Magazine, repping for the women market. You know, so I mean, we here to stay. It's just, you know, it's just a matter of time before we sell into Japan and everywhere else. Personally, I'm here to stay too.
That's right.
I'm here to stay too. You know, I got a lot of things to do, a lot of things to accomplish, and with God, you know, with God's help, and you know what I'm saying, and all this love that I constantly receive, I mean, I can't go wrong.
Amen.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
And I got an amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I feel so much love.
But Emma, shout out to Nyrene too. You know, besides her dealing with the whole, you know, magazine thing, she's also a manager of an up and coming artist that's doing this one too. Tell us how you got up with, you know, Nyrene and that whole situation, man.
I met Nyrene on one of the open mics that we were holding, and you know, as he kept on coming to perform, I know I kept on seeing his talent. And prior to Nyrene, I used to manage another artist like several years ago, and it wasn't a good situation. And I vowed and swore that I would never manage another artist. And I've seen artists, great artists. I've artists that, you know, have come to me, Emma, please manage me, whatever. And I'm like, no, I will give you advice, but I won't manage. I won't manage. But it was just a certain quality about Nyrene that I felt I definitely wanted to be a part of it, and I knew that. With his talent and my contribution, you know, with my hustle and all that, we could definitely take it to the top, you know. I dig his style a lot, and, you know, and I just had to give him the E2K stamp of approval. Yeah. So don't forget to check out Nyrene. MySpace/NYRAINE. Don't forget the name, you know what I'm saying? You know, we just going to be here, like E2K. Nyrene, no, shout out to my D-Cuts, the Av Records and all that. But we're here to stay. We definitely here to stay. Just, you know, listen out for him. I know you're playing a remix of his right now, aren't you?
Yeah, we got the remix and everything, Nyrene, the single Ladies and stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's really, really hot. And y'all need to come on my show where I'm gonna be pumping it 50 million times on themoveradio.com. So make sure y'all log on to www.
He's heavy in the studio now. He's heavy in the studio now. But when it's time for him to, you know, get out
y'all
that
need
thing.
To call in at y'all need to come to onthemoveradio.com. Not O, it's not T-H-A. I mean, not T-H-E, it's T-H-A, onthemoveradio.com. Y'all need to come through and listen to it. Irene got a hot single lady remix. I put it in rotation all day, every day. It's a banger. Y'all come through, and if y'all want that ear crack from Irene, man, just hit me up or hit Emma up, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to give it to you, man, for real. All them DJs, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, support the movement all day, every day, you know what I'm saying? We give you nothing but ear crack here, man.
Definitely. And we'll come to a town near you. Just, you know, cut the check. That's what I'm saying.
Hey.
Yadada.
Come in the morning.
Yadada.
Yadada, yadada. That's the word of the day. The word of the day is yadada, yadada, yadada.
That is so funny.
That's an official stamp by your man, Renesy.
Yeah.
The new word of the day is yadada, yadada.
I'm
at least
on Pianos. You dig?
Hey, I'm not a super singer, but I'm going to give it to you real quick. Yeah, I'm gonna give it to real quick. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emma. Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
That's what it is, man.
That was hot.
That's what it is, man.
Lushy Lush got good, nice vocals.
But I'm not a singer. You liar. Don't lie.
I'm not a singer, dog. You know, I was playing around. We're going to take the tension off me. We're going to bring a caller in. We're going to bring a caller in. 646, you're live in the building with your girl. I'm at E2K Magazine in Street Queens. And Venice, we live in the building. What it do, baby?
Dollar.
646? I don't know what's going on with 646, man. That sounds crazy. Okay. 917, you're live in the building, 917.
917, super size Spanish fly.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Mama, how you doing?
What up, girl?
Hola.
Emma, where you at, Emma?
I'm right here, boo. I'm right here.
Happy birthday, my friend. Happy birthday. Many blessings. I love you so much. I had to call in to show some love.
Oh,
you know, you doing your thing. My people, she's not only a good friend, she's a wonderful mother, sister, daughter, and she's a hood healer, always trying to help and heal the hood. I salute you tonight, Emma. Many blessings. God bless you. I wish all the best, all the happiness for you. You know, you deserve it. You're a street queen doing your thing, and we got nothing but love and respect for you, Mama.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, group hug, please.
Oh.
Hug to my supersized Spanish fly.
What's up, Lushy Lush? Lushy Lush, what's up?
What's up, baby? How you doing, girl?
I'm trying to be fly like you. I see all the pictures you said. You profiling and shit.
You the one over there with the beautiful face over there looking like she should be doing print modeling. What you talking about?
That was 30 pounds ago, sister.
Yeah, what up?
I'm trying to come down. Y'all can read about it in Emma's magazine. I wrote a little article there. You can read about my struggles, my journey with this, you know. I had the gastric bypass, but it bypassed my ass.
Wow.
That's the title of the article, y'all, so look out for it.
Lynx is off the hook, man. I love Lynx.
I like
man.
The title.
She's doing her thing.
You already know. Who's the brother on the line? Don't tell me you don't know what to do, brother. You got to do with your women like you do with your fries and supersize.
Oh, I know. I don't need instructions. I know what to do.
Let me find out. Let me find out he knows how to handle the big ones.
So he says. I don't know. So he says.
I mean, I'm very accountable.
He said to Google him. I don't know.
Google him.
Google me and see if you hear any bad things about me.
Google you. What's your name, brother?
It's Rinnessy. Spells
Rinnessy.
Yeah.
But after that, I put yada-da.
Yada-da. You know what I'm saying?
Yada-da.
So
what exactly am I going to be Googling? Rinnessy, Chubby Chaser, Undercover Overweight Lover? Like, what's the deal? What's the deal?
Just simply Rinnessy, man. And everything that needs to come up about me will come.
Yeah, all right. He said, Google me, baby.
Google me, baby.
No, you there talking to a superstar Sansa is a writer. She's a host. She's on the radio. She's a radio personality as well in another radio show. So be careful what you tell her.
No, I'm inviting her. Not
a lot.
I got my public access TV show too. I'm trying to supersize every part of the industry.
She's doing her thing for real.
We got
another call, man. These phone lines is blowing up, man. Oh my God, I can't stop it, man. God. 646, you're live in the building. Street Queens, the movement. Your girl Emma of E2K Magazine, Feliz Cumpleaños. It's her birthday. What it do, baby?
Chase, without license, not rain. Just calling to wish Emma a happy birthday.
Hey, not rain.
How's it going, Lux?
I'm doing all right, boo boo, man. Go ahead and give your girl a happy birthday. You know we're waiting for it.
Happy birthday, Emma. And shout out to all the Street Queens.
Thanks, man.
Oh, Naveen is so cute.
It's
so sweet. He's handsome. He's not cute. He's handsome.
He's handsome.
He's handsome.
Oh,
Naeem.
He's so sweet.
My people, mi gente, I got to go, but I just wanted to call in. I want to make sure I got some words to my girl Emma and Lush.
Thanks,
for doing this thing every Thursday. You ladies are always doing it and keeping us informed and, you know, helping, healing in that process. So I salute all of you, all my queens.
Thank you.
And I'm going to log off right now. And my brother Renacy, I'm going to Google you. Watch.
Yes.
Watch.
Find some information about me and holler at me. You dig?
Oh, shit.
Holler.
Look at that. Mm-mm. Anything can happen on this line. Lord have mercy.
Damn.
You got it going on, Lushy Lush.
That's what's up, superstar.
Ladies, Emma, enjoy your birthday. God bless you. Mwah. I love you.
That's what's up. They are my superstar.
Epa.
Oh. That's what's up, man. Man, you getting it in, Emma. God, girl, you getting it in. We got another caller from the 215. 215, you're live in the building with the Street Queens, the movement, and we got our girl, Emma E2K, that's celebrating her B-Day. What it do, baby?
Yeah, I'm calling in just to wish Emma E2K happy birthday. I love you all the way from Philly.
Oh,
Philly.
She's the best. She's the best. She deserves all she gets.
Oh, man.
Well, Philly repping me. Philly repping me.
I've been listening. I heard Naeem. I'm so excited to come over and see you. I was so surprised. You look so fly today, girl. I love you.
Thank you. That's
oh, man,
cute.
Man. Emma is getting it in tonight, man. Oh man, do you see how powerful this woman is, man? I'm just trying to be like you, girl. That's what's up, man.
I'm only imitating you, your swagger.
Oh, how humble there.
I guess it's working.
Oh,
I guess it's working.
Oh man, I love it, man. We got another call, man. This line is blowing up. Jesus, man. Can my lines blow up when my birthday come around like this? Dang. 765, you're live in the building with your girl, Emma of E2K Magazine. It's her birthday, and Street Queens are moving. What a do, baby.
Happy birthday, Emma. What's good, Lush? This your boy, Trip.
What's up, Trip?
Just calling to send my birthday wishes out to Emma and E2K. You already know.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's triple platinum underground, man. You know what I'm saying? They always rock with Lush Lady Online and the Street Queens of Movement. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you calling in, my brother, my boo-boo. Always calling this before in the movement.
Yeah, you already know how we do it. We get to the end.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome, baby girl. Hope you have a great birthday. Turn into all weekend birthday too. Do me a favor and make your birthday all weekend.
I'm gonna do that just for you.
Just to make sure you get the.
I'm gonna do that just for you.
No.
That's what's up, man. So Trip, you want to chill with us, man? Chill with us on the line, cause this is the hour where, you know what I'm saying, we're going to wrap it up and we're going to get into some real deep stuff, man.
Uh-oh.
So,
I don't know if I'm ready, Lush, man. We be getting extra deep, normal. you already know how we're doing.
You can hang, man. Stay on the line with us. We getting it in. We getting it in, huh? All right, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, people... We've honored and I call her icon to me. She's my icon, okay? An icon, a mother, a beautiful woman that has you know survived another day of life like all of us do, and God has blessed her to see another day. She is a humanitarian, a lover, not a fighter, but she can fight when she want to fight, feisty when she want to be feisty. Crazy in her own way, but lovable in all ways. Emma of E2K Magazine, business owner, entrepreneur, manager, a jack of all trades. We love her to death, and she's a part of Street Queens, the movement. She's our sister, a panelist, and we love her to death. And the first half of this show was dedicated all to her because we love our boo-boo. Emma, te amo, mi amor, mi corazón. Te amo.
Thank you. Thank you, my queens. Everybody that called in, I appreciate it. There's people still hitting me up on my phone and texting me. I appreciate everybody for that, too. Even those that didn't call, I got your texts. I got your emails. I appreciate it. And now, Lush, you have to forgive me, but I have to keep on going on the road because, like I told you, I'm on tour.
I know you're on tour, baby. Get it in, baby.
I have to go to the next facet of my day, so, but I group hug. I love y'all all, and I'm going to holler at you tomorrow.
That's what's up, Mama.
Thank you
please,
so much.
Please,
you know,
love you,
really,
bro.
Really put the icing on the cake, so.
Hold on 1 second, because I think CG just jumped in. Hold on. Stay real quick. CG, is that you, CG?
Yes, hi, ladies.
Hey, CG, Emma's on the line. She's about to jump off real quick, so I wanted you to get your happy birthday in real quick, CG.
Happy birthday, Emma.
Thank you. I was like, where's she at anyway? I'm going to hang out with her, but still.
Yeah, I can't come up to 9 on Thursdays, but happy birthday.
Thank you so much. See, you missed a great show, but then you got to listen in later.
I know. What you about to check out now?
Huh?
You about to leave now?
Yeah, I'm on tour. I stopped the tour for an hour so I could be able to call in for the first hour of the show. But you know, they're queuing me like, let's go. So I have to follow. I'm being led today. If not often, I let them lead me, but I'm being led today.
That's what's up, man. We love you, Emma. You know what I'm saying? We're going to holler at you on the flip side, boo-boo.
For sure. Thank you so much. I love y'all, ladies.
That's what's up, man. You're welcome. You deserve it, boo.
Peace.
That's what it is, man. We just honored one of our queens at E2K Magazine, doing a 1-2 all day, every day, shutting it down and representing Hard Body for the Queens. Check out E2K Magazine. Pick one up. Support the movement, man. Now we about to get into our hour of power with the Street Queens, the movement, where we always talk about real topics, real subjects, and the queens give their opinions of what's going on in the world today, man. And we going down, and we going to start off with my girl, Lissette, are you ready to break it down for him, Lissette?
Let's break it down.
Yo.
You want me to do it in Spanish, too? Because I do it in Spanish. I don't play that.
Oh, man. Oh, you're going to hurt him too hard, girl.
All right. I'll hold that.
Oh, man. You know, this segment of our hour is basically we're going to be talking about, can Americans survive today's America? Due to the fact of all our finances, travels, foreclosures, all that jazz, can people basically survive, you know, this whole... Hey, is somebody calling somebody on the other line? What's going on, boo? Okay. What's going on?
It's
the cell phone. Is that? Okay, all right. Whose line is that? Okay. Oh, man, whose line is that?
There you go.
Okay, I guess they're gone now. All righty, then.
You never know what's going on the street, queen.
Okay, man, now, once again, like I said, I was saying again, can Americans survive today's America? Starting off my beautiful queen, my girl, Lissette, what is the average percentage of unemployment in the United States of America, Lissette?
Well, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the number of people out of work for more than 6 months have recently shot up to 37%. Since June of 2007. And the economy slowdown has brought not only sustained job losses, but there's also a steep rise in the proportion of those unemployed for a prolonged period. Now, last month alone, 1.5 million people have been unable to find work for half a year or more than a year. And a lot of these workers, who, by the way, are without paychecks and medical insurance, have exhausted their unemployment benefits. So it's a real tough time for America as we know it, okay? And I'm pretty sure we all know so a few people who've lost their jobs in the recent months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of these people are dealing with foreclosure. They're losing their cars. They're going through evictions. So it's a real serious situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. economy just shed 62,000 jobs in June.
Okay? Wow, wow.
And 62,000 jobs in June is serious, you know. So the unemployment rate, as you can imagine, is going up. Okay, what's that? What's going on?
I don't know what's going on with that mess.
Is that a prank? Is that tricking them?
I don't know what's going on. Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, proceed.
It's
proceed.
All right, we know times are rough, man. We don't want to hear it. I got to give you the numbers, though, you know what I'm saying? So, basically, what's going on is everybody's losing their jobs for the most part. Foreclosures,
uh-huh.
We're losing our cars, we're going through evictions. You know, so this is a real ugly time. The total number of unemployed reached 8.5 million last month from 7 million last year. Okay, so let me say that again. 8.5 million.
Whoa.
There we go. Any other feedback on that? 8.5 million?
8.5 million. That's crazy, man.
Last month, you know what I'm saying? So this is something that could hit any one of us, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We had a lot of layoff announcements from America Online. I'm pretty sure y'all heard about that.
Wow.
Starbucks, man, one of my favorite spots, announced that, you know, they had closed about 600 stores and they had laid off about 12,000 workers.
Wow.
Starbucks is actually known for, you know, their stocks and their opportunities as an employee, but they laid off 12,000 people, so you know that's a lot.
Wow. So we gonna speak on it, man. You know, starting with Felicia Sabree, man. Speak on it. How you feel about that, Felicia?
The whole economic situation and the loss of jobs, and it's just really unfortunate. And I'm just fortunate that I still have a job. I can honestly say that the way that everybody's really, really feeling the recession, like, I guess I'm thankful that my bills are paid. You know what I mean? And I'm not struggling and I'm able to do the things that I'm doing. But it's just real unfortunate. I feel bad and I just hope everybody just hangs in there and, you know, just realize that a better day will come and they're not the only one in the situation, you know?
That's real talk. Renesee, you know what I'm saying, as a man, how you feel about it?
Well, as a man, as an entrepreneur, man, I think a lot of us, you know what I mean, and you know what I mean, if I'm not covering everybody, you know, I don't mean to cluster everybody in one category, because I know some people are doing well, still, you know, regardless of the economy, but, you know, it's hitting me, you know what I'm saying? I've had to downsize a little bit, you know what I mean? Me with my company and stuff like that. So, man, you know, I mean, but, you know, I feel like I'm maintaining, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The universe has provided for me,
mm-hmm.
All my needs, because, you know, I don't know. It's so much I can go on and elaborate about, man, but it is. It's a devastating factor, man. But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
who couldn't say they seen it coming? You know what I'm saying?
That's the truth. That's the truth. Caller from the 765, you're live in the building. How do you feel about the unemployment situation?
I mean, I'm not unemployed, so I'm good.
What?
You know, that's what people need to realize with this stimulus package and, you know, everything they're trying to give out and this, that, and the third. It's like, you know, that's cool. You know, the big thing right now is trying to fix the foreclosures, and it's like, well, why are you trying to fix that? Because don't nobody have the money to buy a house, and people barely have money to buy lunch.
Wow, you know, that's true.
That's real.
It's like, you know,
that's real.
It needs to start at the top, man. You feel me? Like these people that run the country are making way too much money. Yeah, they got an important job, but the money that they're making, man, and they need to cut themselves before they try cutting anybody else, like,
so
real life.
You know, the top dogs are the ones who basically pay out money to themselves, and these are the people who are ripping the IRS. You know, they don't pay the taxes, they steal from the people. It's like, yo, you're doing good. Why you gotta go steal? Why you gotta go cheat on your taxes? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when they're doing it, man, that's a sign that it's something serious going on.
Mm-hmm. And that's real talk. That's real talk. Ms. Toy, how you feel about that situation, man, with the whole unemployment, man?
I feel really scared, you know, because even though some of us are fortunate enough to still have our jobs and still not really feel the direct hit as to, you know, how unstable our economy is, there are some families that are literally, like, you know, the gentleman mentioned, losing their homes. And even in my area, I work with a couple of different community organizations. There we go. Got it back together to try and help, you know, the families that just get out of, they just get displaced, you know, and they're losing their homes, and they've had their homes for, you know, 8 years to 10 years, and they get these mortgages that have basically been set up for them to fail. So, you know, it's like, it's scary because, I mean, Obama, he got into office and he's trying to be strategic and he's trying to help, you know, the economy, and he's trying to get the whole process, you know, flowing like it used to. But truthfully, we are really in a serious, dire situation in our economy, and we're really going to feel it in the next year to year and a half. Maybe it really hasn't hit home yet, but, I mean, it's scary.
That's serious, right?
Scary. But you know what? We have to have hope. Like I always say, every time we touch on topics like this, it starts with each individual, you know, how you spend your money, how you save your money, how you budget your money, how you tighten up on the things that are frivolous and, you know, spend on things that are important and, I don't know, reinvest in your communities and things like that. And each person has to kind of help everybody else out because they're going to be family members, friends that are going through hard times, and not to be judgmental, but just to try and help everybody get through it because that's the only way we're all going to survive as a country.
And that's the truth. And caller, Joseph, you're live in the building with the Street Queens. How do you feel about the unemployment rate in that whole situation?
Well, I don't know what to say, being that I'm employed myself, and I mean, I don't even have a job at the moment, which really is sad.
That sounds like a rough situation right there.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry, man. I hope it gets better, man. Have you been looking for a job? Has it been, like, hard in the job search?
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. Just at vocational rehab this morning, and they suggested I go work at the Waterman Hospital as a janitor or something.
Oh, okay.
That's for sure. Once you find something, you got to work fast on it, trying to get that, you know, whatever's available.
Yeah, if there's job openings, man, you got to jump on it now because people are hungry for jobs and they're losing their jobs every single day. And you can't sit here and complain about your job because you need to thank God you have a job because people are praying to God that they can have one at least. You understand? So we really, really need to savor what we have. Thank you, Joseph. Stay on the line with us, okay?
I will.
Okay. That's what's up. Caller, block caller, 111, you're live in the building with the Street Queens, Renacy, and my man Tripp live in the building. What it do?
Yo, what up?
What up?
What up?
What are you doing?
What?
What? Who? What are you doing? Who is this?
Yo, I got an opinion on the unemployment rate.
What?
Okay.
I think that all these, all the black people in the inner cities should get off all this goddamn welfare.
Oh, no, you're gone, man. You're gone. It's a rock. You're gone.
I
want to
hear
this. You're gone.
I
want Gone.
Bye-bye.
Gone. Don't ever do that again. Call us. 1-6-8-8. If you disrespect anybody on the line or disrespect any of the panelists, you will be removed off of the line quick and swiftly. No questions about it. We ain't playing those type of games on here. If you're not calling here talking about truth or anything like that, we don't have time for it. Don't call in here talking nonsense. You will not disrespect any of my panelists or any one of our guests on this call at all. Do you understand?
Liz, can I say something? This is Lizette speaking. I suggest that the people who are listening do their research about Wayfair and find out the truth and find out your numbers and your statistics before you go making comments like that, because if you do the research, you're going to be surprised on who's on Wayfair. So that listener, thank you for listening, because not for nothing you called in. So you know what? Thank you for creating a buzz. So go do your research.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
what
I was
going to
say.
About the end.
That's what I said.
Let me speak,
man.
My
make
mind.
Yourself look ignorant. Speak. You know,
educate and empower yourself.
See, man. Because all he was going to do was make himself look dumb. But anyway.
I think that was a female.
Let's have a moment of silence for ignorance.
This is a moment of silence for ignorance.
Right?
Yes, sir. That's shout out to Quan. Lord have mercy. Jesus Christ.
You, brother.
Oh, my God. Whew, okay.
But, you know, I was going to say, speaking of unemployment, right, another thing we need to touch on is the underemployment rate. You know what I mean? Which my man kind of, it was kind of a segue into that. When my man, what's his name, Joe or Joseph came in, you know what I mean? People who get jobs who they overqualified for, you know what I'm saying? So it's the underemployment rate has skyrocketed it too, you know what I'm saying?
You got to take what you can.
Yeah. So, you know, as a result of this whole economy thing, the unemployment rate, everything is just, going through the roof, which is crazy.
That's true, and that brings us to the next subject, and we're going to go to my girl, Felicia Sabri. Felicia Sabri, the average amount of homelessness in the U.S., Felicia.
All right, so I was doing my research, and I came across a site, endhomelessness.org, which is a national alliance to end homeless, and I actually found a report that dates back to 2005 to 2007, so that's pretty current.
Hello, Felicia?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yo, it sounded like you didn't have to do with the glasses behind you or something.
Wow.
Can you hear me now? Go ahead, Felicia. Go ahead,
right,
Felicia. Go ahead, boo-boo.
Homeless in the United States. Basically, homeless in the United States declined by 10% from an estimated 700,044,313 homeless persons on a given night in January from 2005 to 600,071,859. So it decreased by 10% homeless in the United States. That's a significant amount of people. It goes by, like, individuals, chronically homeless people, persons and families, family households, undersheltered and sheltered. In 2005, individuals who are homeless was an estimated 400,037,710, and it actually decreased in 2007 by 3%. Chronically homeless people, 2005 was 171,000 people. To 2007, that dropped 28% to 123,000 people. So it actually is decreasing with time, but there's still a significant amount of homeless people in America. I mean, that's a big number, right? You know, that's big numbers. I got a lot of numbers here. so I'm like, I got a lot of numbers, but there's a lot of homeless people. And I think that we should all get involved in our own communities and organizations and actually do what we can and lend a helping hand, you know, for people that are homeless by donating, you know, foods and clothing and, you know, whatever, paper goods and things for the children, crayons, whatever the case may be, toys. There's a lot of homeless people out there, and it's just it's crazy. We just all need to get involved and just help out. You know what I'm saying?
And that's true too. And since we're speaking,
the government's you know, the government's not really you know, there's homeless shelters out there, but they're not holding everybody. There's people out there that are on the streets. You know what I'm saying? It's
crazy. People that are getting their house burned down or floods or different things, situations. People from the whole hurricane for Katrina are still homeless. Some people are still homeless. And speaking on homeless, we're definitely donating brand new twin blankets. We're calling out to everybody that's listening, donating twin size blankets, towels, and Lysol and Pine Sol to a homeless shelter out here in the DMV area, in the Maryland area. It's called Shepherd's Cove. The address is 1400 Doe Wood Lane, D-O-E Wood Lane, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20743. And the lady to contact is Miss Jackson, 301-322-3381. Tell her that you got sent by Street Queens, that you got informed that they need that. They're the only number one place that is a homeless shelter for women and children. I actually was there myself when I was homeless. So, you know, if you guys are trying to give back or you just want to go ahead and email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com and tell us how you want to help, because really we need to really give back. I mean, a lot of our people out here are suffering in the streets and homeless, going through different things. And also log on to www.operationwecare and log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. You know, we're always doing different community activities and trying to help the homeless. You know, we fed the homeless in New York. We do so many things to give back. And we really, really, we have, besides people going over to other countries, we need to start working in our own backyards. And that's just the problem that I have, is people going outside instead of working in our own backyards. How do you feel about that situation, Lissette?
You know, I totally agree with you. It's amazing how we're able to go outside. Now, don't get me wrong, we're all human beings, and I feel that we all have needs. And no matter what language you speak, we do go through the same things, you know. And what I agree with you with is the fact that we have to start here. You know, I think that the education system should not be touched. You know, when it comes to budget cuts and stuff like that, the education system should be something that's untouched. You know what I'm saying? On top of all these budget cuts, it's like we have to start here. You're 100% right. And let me just say, in regards to, you know, what I was mentioning earlier, there's an estimated $8 billion to help the unemployed. And there's an estimated, $162 billion that funds the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And $162 billion to fund the war in Iraq. So it starts here. You know what I'm saying? It starts right here at home. And one thing, I think it was Ms. Toy who mentioned, we have to give back to the community now. Volunteer your time, because you know what? That can be you. At one time or another, that could be you on the other side that would need a helping hand. You know what I'm saying? So reach out to the communities and volunteer. I volunteer my time to the kids. You know, some teenagers out where I work at. So it ain't nothing. It's nothing to give a little bit of your time. Some, you know, oftentimes.
That's the truth. That's the truth. You know, going down the line with Renacy, you know, how do you feel about the whole you know, situation with the homeless?
It's a wow. Like a lot of these topics for me, man, are just very, you know what I mean? They're very sensitive topics, first of all. You know what I'm saying? And it's like I do have my perspective, but you know what I mean, and everything. Really, I think like this. You know, the United States have just failed us, man. That's really what it is. Point blank on all of it, man, on homelessness, the unemployment, the underemployment. I mean, you know, all the social issues that go on in all the communities with the drugs and everything, man, certain people being targeted to live beneath the poverty line, everything, man. The government, man, it's systematically done. Because if they want to fix it, and I use this situation, I use for example 9/11, right? When the government wants to really take over, they can, because when that incident happened in 9/11, they shut everything down. There was no planes in the skies, nothing. So they have a way to micromanage all this, but they just don't. So
that's a whole other show. If you ask
me. It is. That is.
Mhm.
I can get real deep on that topic. You can get real deep on that topic right there.
That's real touchy too.
So,
I just want to let everybody know.
Homelessness, man, like, and you made a good point about homelessness, right? We spend so much money over here doing this, doing that, and some, I won't say all of it's fruitless, but a lot of it has been invested in fruitless.
Mm-hmm.
And just, man, stuff that really it's not going to build this economy. It's not going to do anything for this economy. You know what I mean? It's just all for some personal gain, especially when it comes to Mr., you know, Babylon under Satan's hand, Bush. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, okay.
He's done some treacherous things for his own personal gain, man. And as a result, regular citizens, regular people, man, like me and you, who trying to stack their money, man, have fell between the cracks. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know.
And that's true. And I'm sorry to interrupt, but shout out to the consulting guy, Mr. Garland. It is his birthday also today. And shout out to Miss White of Eleanor Roosevelt High School. It's her birthday today also. And those situations that you touched on, for real, I mean, Bush has done some treacherous things, man. America is trying to recover from a whole couple of years of turmoil. You know what I'm saying? So that's the crazy part about it. Tripp, speak on it, Tripp.
That's the new treacherous three, man, is Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld. You feel me?
Wow.
That's treacherous three, cause they screwed up, man. Like all for on account of greed. You feel me? Like that's all it was. That's all it's been for the past. I mean, if you do your history, like Bush's grandpa's been making moves major with the Rockefellers and that for many many years. And I mean, you know. Bush just pretty much sat back, watched his pockets get fatter, and watched everybody starve and lose their homes, and, you know, families suffering, and you know, soldiers dying, and he really cared less. Like, he don't care, man. He's rich. Like,
mm-hmm.
He don't care.
So as the poverty rate grows, you know, he's moved on. You know what I'm saying? He's
uh-huh.
in the picture. He left the responsibility up on Obama, and it's going to take us, like you said, it's going to take us all to help Obama, because the dude can't pull it off himself, man.
How do you feel about that situation, Ms. Toy?
Oh, man. You know, I sat on the day that President-elect Obama got sworn into office, and I actually got interviewed by one of the newspapers up here. And I had to really explain the feeling. Yeah, I was happy Obama's president. That's great. But I really felt the most excited when George Bush got his stinking behind up on that helicopter and pulled off. Because,
wow.
I mean, 8 years. No, come on. Like, keep it real, y'all. 8 years? It's like disillusionment. I mean, it was kind of crazy because it was kind of like a mind trick, you know? On one hand, he's telling us, we're going to war to get the evildoers. Like, we're a bunch of idiots. And it's insulting. It's insulting because it's like American people really at this point cannot sit back and take such a lackadaisical stance anymore. That man came in and tore our economy up, broke down the whole American system of things. And now we're left with the scraps. And I think that we're talking about homelessness. I've been homeless before. I mean, I'm doing very well now, God bless, but it's not a good feeling when you don't have anything of your own, you know? You don't have any place to say, this is mine, and you're constantly leaning on someone else to try and hopefully help you, but it's like a constant hustle, a constant grind, and you don't feel stable. So I think that a lot of people have to get rid of this illusion of grandeur where people are like, oh, I'm good, I'm chilling, I'm living good. No. because a lot of people aren't. You know, a lot of people are really struggling, and I think people should get honest with themselves and get down to the basics of just human nature and understand that people need people, and money is going to come and go because it's, how should I say, it's recycled, you know? You spend money, you make money, you lose money, you win money, but at the end of the day, if you're a scumbag and you don't have any friends, you going down if you ain't got no money and no friends. So you got to help your people out, you know?
Yo, it's for real. We do it for the people, man. You got to support the people, man.
Can I just elaborate really quick that the highest number of homeless people, like, in the United States is in New York with 62,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Wall Street's an hour away.
You said 62,000?
Isn't that crazy?
Wall Street.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Like, New York has 62,000 homeless people.
Wow.
It's
really bad in Atlanta.
Actually,
too,
I'm lying. I lied. It's California's first, then New York. California's 159,000.
So where does Atlanta rate on that scale, do you know?
19,000.
Because I'm going to tell you, I went for this.
And this is 2007 estimate. This is a 2007
estimate.
But 1,000 is too high. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went for a conference out in Atlanta, and I mean, I saw people literally living on the street, and it was sad. Young people, you know? And they're out here, and they're just stuck. And it's scary, and it's depressing to me. It hurts my heart.
The worst thing that I've ever seen
the
on
thing
the
about it is, the thing about it is, you know, just you being, I've been homeless also. I've been there with my child. I've been there when the bed sheets were, like, infested with bed bugs, you know what I'm saying? And they had to quarantine the room. I've been there where they had spoiled bread that they was feeding you, you know, in the homeless shelter. I've been there when I didn't know how I'm going to feed my daughter the next day, man. That's not a good feeling. That's not a good feeling not knowing where you're going to go and not having nobody to look for to help. And the government, I'm going to tell you, the state government puts you through so much crap for assistance. You feel me? So much crap. You have a child. You have children. They put you through so much crap just so you can get some kind of help. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's sickening. I can't even talk more about it because it's a sensitive issue for me. Just now I'm doing well for myself. But, yo, I was homeless all last year, man. It was by the grace of God for me to even be where I am today, man, for real. This is some serious stuff. And I'm going to open up to Joseph and see how he feels about the situation. Joseph, how do you feel about the whole homeless situation, Joe?
It's pretty sad. I mean, especially when Bush was in office with Mr. Dick Shoot You in the Face Cheney.
Whoa.
And the reason I said that because of what he did to his hunting partner during hunting ends up accidentally shooting his.
Yeah, that was
that's what it feels like. It feels like somebody shot you in the face.
Wow.
Yeah.
There
he
is,
man. I mean.
Oh.
If he would have gotten off his presidential butt and gone down to New Orleans to help those people out during the whole Katrina incident, he would have been a lot more popular.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
And they would be calling him a lame duck. Or
that's funny. I got to use that term.
A lame duck. Wow, okay.
That is hilarious.
The lame duck. I like that.
That's the word. That's another word for the day. Another phrase of the day, lame duck. You don't even have to use profanity anymore. All you have to say is, man, you're a lame duck.
Lame duck is actually a popular political term.
Is it?
It's actually used when a president has passed, like, the majority of their term in office, because at that point they're considered a lame duck.
Oh, man, go ahead and educate us, Vanessa. Oh,
Now I'm gonna tell you, man. Even though I'm a rapper and I do a lot of street rapping, man, I'm very acquainted with politics, man. So.
Oh man, give it to him. Tell them how many degrees you got, man. See, a lot of people don't know this, man. Tell them about the degrees, man.
I got my high school diploma, man.
Stop faking.
I did go to college twice. So, I mean, I got two degrees, two BA degrees, really. So I didn't, you know, I'm working on going to get my master's in at some point, you know, when I get.
Can I have one? Can you?
Oh yeah, you can take one. You can have one. You know.
Seriously, because it's so crazy.
Single? Put your name on it, huh?
Can I say that?
This is how it is though with me, right? I mean, because I've done, and it's funny that when you I don't know who that was that brought up the statistics with California, but you know, even where I'm at, right? I've done my share of outreach. You know what I mean? I've took money out of my own personal pocket, and I'm not trying to get no kudos or nothing like that. I mean, I've seen some people in need. I had a little bit more. I feel like God or the universe, you know, allowed me to have a little bit more to share with them. So I did. I went out. And, you know, bought money, you know, took money out of my own pocket, went and bought blankets, food, and stuff like that. Took it out to some homeless areas. And it was, yeah, around the home, around these homeless shelters and stuff, there were people who were homeless, sleeping outside and stuff like that, which I felt was unfair. Now, the most devastating picture for me was when I was handing out food, and it was a family in this tent, and some little kids walked up, and I had just ran out of, you know, the blankets and the food and stuff like that. So, you know, I gave him some money to go to McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? Even though that wasn't the best, you know, that wasn't the best food to give him. But, you know, I really felt bad. But, you know, for the kids, you know what I'm saying? But the devastating picture for me, like I said, was the children, man. I was like, man, these kids out here homeless, man. The temperature, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. And I got to send a shout-out to all my people that's listening and people that, you know, that was going to vlog this show and rate this show. If you are in an area, you know it's we in our coldest time right now, and there's people that are on the street, even if you can't house them, if you have a spare blanket, that's clean at least. Please, please, people, go over there and give them a blanket. Please, I'm begging you. Go over there and give them a blanket. We're having a coat drive, you know, that Emma is actually doing, and we need your help. We need your help to really, really, you know, help us in doing that situation, you know. And like I said, the homeless shelter, once again, we need clean twin blankets that are brand new, and we need Lysol, Pine Sol, and towels. It's 1400 Doewood Lane, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20743. Contact is Ms. Jackson, 301-322-3381. Please, we really, really need your help. And email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. And if you can't make it down to, like, send some, just, you know, if you can donate a little bit of change or whatever, it'll help us maybe get some Pine Sol or anything. Please, you know, we asking for your help, you know what I'm saying? When's the last time you gave besides just giving to yourself? You know, I know times is hard, but you know what? You always get your blessings no matter what. And on that note, that takes us to the next subject. This is open forum to everybody. Basically, we already know and we already analyzed and realized what the problems are, what we're facing, job loss, you know, worrying if we're going to be able to survive, if we're going to be able to eat, if we're going to ever to supply entertainment and this, that, and the third. But what can we do to help ourselves get through this situation? Different things that we can do to save and make it through our times of need right now. And we're going to start with my girl, Lisette. Lisette, give us some tips on how to make it in 2009 with this crisis that we're going through, Lisette.
Stop buying lattes. Stop buying lattes. No, what I mean by that is you really need to take control of the money that you spend on frivolous things, okay? Number one is basically, you know, monitor where your money's going. You know, so if you have a job, make sure that you try to cut back on certain things. One of them is, you know, shopping fast food. If you want, you know, you can cook something at home, bring it to work, try to cut back on the fast food.
A little bit of carpooling doesn't hurt nobody. Take a walk, you know, take the bus, take a train, and try to conserve some of that gas money and things like that. But the number one thing that I can say is you really have to start understanding the banking systems. You really have to understand what it means to have money. You understand what I'm saying? Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, breaks it down for you, you know. So educate yourself about your money, you know, and how to manage your money. And trust me that instead of you working for your money can one day work for you, you know. So educate yourself in regards to finances. And that's something that I'm doing right now. I can't afford to go to school. I'm looking into scholarships and stuff like that. But I never stop learning because I decide to pick up books. I decide to do research on budgeting and stuff like that. So my number one answer would be educate yourself in regards to finances. Cut back and share. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Felicia Sabri, man, what can we do to survive this crisis that we're in right now at the moment?
I mean, basically, Lissette just summed it up for us. Just, you know, cut back and understand your money, budget your money. You know, like for me, for instance, at work every day, I got to buy lunch. But I'm like, you know what, let me go to the market, get some lunch meat, some bread, make a sandwich, get little chips, whatever. You know what I mean? Some soaked cans of soda, like just trying to save in that aspect. And, you know, I'm just really trying to save my money. Like, basically, like, if you get paid, like, I get paid on a weekly basis, so I'm starting to have a certain amount of money taken out of my check into another account so I don't even see it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, put money away that you can't even touch, even if it's $5 out of your check every week, $10, $20, whatever you can do. You know what I'm saying? That's basically my ways of trying to survive in the economy right now is just, you know, put away what I can and cut back in ways that I can that works good for me. You know, whatever works good for you, do the damn thing.
That's what's up. Renacy, man, what do you think we can do to survive this crisis we're in right now?
I mean, this is what I've been doing lately, right? I've been taking everything. You know, I may look at my last month's bills, right, including everything, even some of the fruitless stuff I shouldn't have bought, right, and look, like, you know, if you got a checking account, you can go look at it sometimes online, and you just go look at all your purchases, and a lot of my purchases, which is a lot of Americans' purchases, come from small investments, you know what I mean, because we spend money fruitlessly. We spend $20 here, $10 here, but when you look at that, and it adds up, man, we spend a lot of dough monthly on a lot of stuff sometimes we don't even need. So I made it, you know, my business, my habit to look at my bills, the last month's bills, and make sure that I'm not repeating those same poor investments, man, and just buying things that I don't need, you know what I mean? And I've saved as a result of doing that, because some things I don't need. You know what I'm saying? I mean, certain things are just wants. I don't need them. So, you know, deciphering my needs from my wants and stuff like that, man, and putting everything in perspective, man. I've actually saved. So, because I'm an entrepreneur, like I said. You know what I'm saying? And I have to. If not, my boat will sink.
Yes, that's the truth. Tripp. How do you feel that we can save in 2009 going through all these different situations?
Definitely, you know, watch your spending. Everybody's pretty much made that apparent that, you know, you don't got to go out and get the new pair of shoes or a new shirt or a new dress or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that you just got to have because you don't just got to have it, feel me? So the best way, you know, I suggest is invest in yourself. And what I mean by that is start your own business, because that's going to be what a lot of people are going to be trying to do, you know, so why shouldn't you do that? Take what you're good at and, you know, what you do well and what you think you do better than the next person, and make it happen. You know, all it takes is a little hard work and dedication, and you're there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got to invest a little bit of money, obviously, depending on what you're going to do, but I'm also going to put up a link on the chat room, which is government grants, man. They're out there. They're about to cut the check. They're about to start giving out money to people who don't need it. So throw your name in the hat and sign up for a government grant, because they do still give government grants to people who are starting on their own business and things of that nature. So, you know, education, you know, if you're trying to go to school, you can get a grant. So if you're trying to buy, you know, equipment for your business, you know, you can get a grant. So I put the link up on the site or on the chat room. Go there. It costs like $3 to basically get registered, and they'll take you to a webinar. You know, you'll watch, basically be tuned in to a guy or girl speaking, you know, and telling you how to get that grant, how to get this free money that you do not have to pay back. It's not a school loan. It's not a loan from the bank. It's free government money. It is still out there, and get it.
And we will be posting that link up on www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com, lustradioonline.com, and thank you, man, because, like, people, we need to start taking advantage of what is out there, you know, with you know, grants. They've been here for a while, but we never take advantage of things that are right there in our hands. And on that note, I'm going to bring in another caller. Caller from 188.
Lush, what's up, Ma? How you doing, young lady?
I'm doing all right. Is this Bump?
Yes, ma'am. This is Bump.
What's up, Bump, man? This is my big brother right here, StrictlyBump1.com. Endorses of Lush Radio Online, Street Queens, The Movement. They just got, you know what I'm saying, Terrence is rocking, you know what I'm saying, the track jacket on 106 and Park. Lush got one, right, you know what I'm saying, the chocolate one. And we got an artist rocking the red laced out one on, you know, a music video right now. Strictly Bump One is doing they one too, man. Bump, man, how do you think we can save in 09, man? You know, you're a business owner. You know, you're doing your thing in the fashion business. Man, how do you think that we can save in 09, man?
Well, first, let me say hello to everyone, and happy birthday to your girl, Emma. So congratulations,
man.
Seeing another one, and hopefully you'll see many more, and enjoy yourself, and let the whole month be your birthday, you know what I mean, not just one day. Well, what I have to say, I think people might think I'm crazy for saying this, but I think people should look at it as this may be a second chance for a lot of people. You know, someone like may have been in a job for like maybe 5 years, 10 years, 20 years or something like that. And in that time, they saying, wow, you know, I wish I would have done this or I wish I would have done that. And I believe that this is the opportunity. This has given them a second chance. So instead of looking at this as a negative, they can look at it as a positive and get something positive out of it. Like, I love to see the outcome after this is all done and said, and see the results of, like, the entrepreneurs that was created in this or so. You know, the things that was created, people, how people focus was really or so. I just think this is really a second chance for a lot of people. And some people probably, you know, I definitely sympathize with the people that may have, you know, lost homes, cars, or so ever, but I just believe that this is the best opportunity for them to achieve more than what they had previously. You know, I think, first of all, if you had it, you can always get it back. You know, I mean, I don't care what it is. It's never over. It's only over until when you're 6 feet under.
That's
so until then, it's never over. So right now, you know, I understand. Listen, my prayers is with everyone. You know, I don't care if I was to lose mine today, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Because if I got it today, I'm going to get it tomorrow. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So I just would really like to say to people that, you know, don't get caught up. Don't get so focused on looking at the news when you get up in the morning and it's just spitting out negative stuff, and you go into bed and it's spitting out negative stuff. Because you're in between that day, you're just thinking of just negative stuff that's going on. I mean, when you get up in the morning, look at something positive. turn on a good song that you like. You know what I mean? Tell yourself, this is going, something great is going to happen to me today. You know, but you have to start thinking positive, because if you just keep listening to, nothing bad against CNN, but if you keep listening to all these, you know, negative messages, then your life is just going to be negative. So you have to start surrounding yourself with positive thoughts and stuff. You know what I mean? Like they always say, what you think in your mind, you can hold in your hand, and it's really that simple. So not to take up much of your time, and I apologize for calling in so late, but you know, I just really, really hope people will take advantage of the opportunity. And sometimes, you know, the opportunities come in a disguise, and we don't really, you know, understand it or so, you know. But I just think that if people can sit back and maybe just stand still for a minute and then just say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. But as far as this recession and all that stuff, listen, snap out of it, man. Snap out
That's
of
right.
it.
That's right.
Well, you're right. Hey, Bob, I want you to tell the people what you told me today, basically about, you know what I'm saying, that phrase, like, when you wake up, you say everything's going to be perfect, man. Tell the people about that, man.
Well, what I usually do is, you know, even if I make myself, if I get mad, upset with myself, get upset with, you know, my team, because I have a team, I don't have a staff. My team, you know, we work together. A team works together. A staff works for you. So even if I get upset with my team or myself or something like that, I just tell, you know, I just say that, you know, everything is perfect, you know, and I just keep moving, because I can't stay stuck. Whatever occurred, I can't stay stuck on that. I can't dwell on that, because if I do, there's no room for progress, you know. So I have to tell myself, you know, everything is perfect. You know, and I usually just move on. And some people probably looking at it or listening, saying like, eh, whatever, you know. But you know, it works for me. I just can't, you know, I'm not an expert or nothing like that. I can only speak on, you know, my experiences, and I can only speak on what works for me. You know, if you try it and it works, then, you know, more power. If it doesn't work, then, you know, find what it is your strength may be. You know, but you know, when we start dwelling on something that someone else did to us or something that we did to ourselves, it becomes wasted energy and wasted time, you know. So I try to, and, you know, listen, I'm learning as I grow. Trust me. I wasn't aware of this maybe last year, maybe two years ago, you know. So every day is a learning experience. But what I have learned is, you know, just try not to stay stuck. You know what I mean? If it happens, it happens, and just keep moving. Because if I'm stuck on something that happened a minute ago, then I wouldn't be able to have a positive conversation with you. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be able to call in right now because I'm mad at the shirts that didn't come in or something like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, it is what it is.
That's what it is, man. And due to the short period of time, man, you know, Bump, one thing I do want you to tell the people real quick before, you know what I'm saying, we wrap everything up, man, can you tell them about that scholarship that you got up there with the link for the kids?
Oh, yeah. thank you. What we're doing is a scholarship award. It's the Strictly Bump One Scholarship Award. And it's a scholarship for $1,000 to anyone. You don't have to be a college student. You can win the award, and you can give it to whoever you want to give it to, or they can win the award. And all we just ask is just requires for you to purchase something off of the website. There's no amount of what you have to purchase. It could be $9.99 or whatever. But the only requirement is you purchase something off the website, and then the deadline is by August 31st. So it allows you an opportunity to win the scholarship or maybe just gifts or something like that. But we're really trying to give out as many scholarships that we can this coming year.
Do you have to write an essay or?
No, not at all. That's the only requirement. That's the only requirement. It's just purchase something off of the website, and that's it.
That's excellent.
Yeah, and Trump is always doing something for the people and always giving back, and he's a humble dude. He's my big brother, always asking for advice about things, and I love him to death. And like I said, go to www.strictlybond1.com, official sponsors of Lust Radio Online and Street Queens, the movement. They always supporting positive things and positive people. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, on that note, I got to thank all of the listeners, all of the callers, Unity One Radio, Triple Platinum Underground, Venice, all my queens, Lisette Lisette, CG Toy, Felicia Sabree, Emma, happy birthday to you, boo-boo, Joseph, you know, all of you guys, Bump, you know what I'm saying? I love all of you guys, and I always love the support that we get each and every Thursday from you guys. And like I said, Emma's having a coat drive. I know Bump is definitely donating some coats, so if you have coats, you know, email us and tell us if you want to, you know, send some stuff in at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. We'll have the information for where you can either meet us at or you can show up for the coat drive on spot on streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. We celebrated Emma's birthday party, you know, we thanked her, we loved her, you know, everybody called in. We talked about the economy and the different situations, and we talked about the different things we can do to save. Basically, man, don't be scared to use coupons, man. Get coupons, coupons.com, get some coupons to lessen your amount, get out a budget book, budget and itemize what you're spending. Decide between your wants and your needs, man. And, man, make sure that you focus on bettering yourself and on not, and stop staying on the negative stuff. And like my big brother Bump says, mind your own business, man. You got to worry about you and nobody else but you. You know what I'm saying? And you got to do your thing, man. And like I said, man, Street Queens, the movement, is calling out to everybody. We need twin blankets that are brand new, towels and Lysol and Pine Sol for Shepherd's Cove Homeless Shelter for Women and Children. If you can donate, their address is 1400 Doewood Lane, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20743. The contact person is Miss Jackson, 301-322-3381. And you can say that Street Queens, the movement, sent you. If you would like to make any donations, P.O. Box 30126, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20731. We always supporting positive people doing positive things. Street Queens, the movement, our motto is to empower and support diverse needs of people. Our creed is Street Queens are here to show our future leaders the way, walking and talking life struggles every day. Like the sands of time, we are an inescapable entity, bringing light into dark places and fulfilling despair with hope. Good night, everyone. We love you so much. Don't forget to tell your friends to tune in each and every week at 8 o'clock, same time, same place. The show has officially got stamped by the Street Queens, and we're signing out, and we love you guys, and it is what it is. Much love to all of you guys. God bless you in all that you do, and I love you, and I'll hit you on the flip side, baby. Yes, go. All day, every day. And make sure, guys, you stay positive in all that you do, man. Please. Once again, Trip, the link for, you know, the scholars for the grants is in the chat room. If you're looking for a grant for your company or whatever, it's in the chat room. I will be posting it up on streetqueensthemovement.ning so you can sign up for your grant for whatever business you're doing. And also, you know, I will also be having a link for the Strictly Bump One scholarship. So y'all go and check that out. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely going to have all that stuff set up. So we love you, man. Street Queens, the movement, and we out.
All hail the Street Queens and all that we stand for, man. Introducing the Street Queens. Let's go.